Red Rose Audiobooks presents the unabridged recording of The Reluctant Hero, written by Jackie Weger, narrated by Lacey Glinnix. Chapter 1. Santi, you hang on to Nicholas, Rebecca ordered as she lined up the five orphans just inside the hangar door. She had an instant sensation of space, an unfamiliar shadow. The building, huge and poorly lit and smelling of grease, much like a mechanic's garage, intensified the sensation. Rebecca shivered. She'd had misgivings about this trip from the start, but her arguments against it had fallen on deaf ears. In her heart, she felt the children would end up being disappointed yet again. Two, she wasn't certain of her ability to handle five rambunctious kids on her own. The orphans seemed to have an instant affinity for troublemaking.
"I'm hungry," said Jonesy. "We should have stopped at McDonald's for breakfast."
"McDonald's isn't open this early. It's barely dawn. Besides, you've had breakfast."
"I'm cold," said Yancey.
"Swing your arms. I'll be right back. Don't anybody wander off. And hang on to your totes. I mean it. I'll go find the office." Rebecca turned and studied the shadows. It really wasn't much warmer inside the monolithic Quonset than outside, but at least they were out of the wind and sleet. She could make out the nose and propeller of a small plane and what seemed to be the dismantled parts of another. At the far end, a beacon of light slanted from a pair of windows. She admonished the children once again not to wander, then negotiated the length of the building. She stopped in the beacon of light and stared through the dusty windows. As her brain registered the airline office, her disquiet grew. There were furnishings of every kind that had nothing in common with each other but their infirmity and a dusty, dilapidated air. An oil heater was turned so low it had no effect on the thick rime of frost at the outside windows. Curtain rods were bent and barely hanging on. Amid all the clutter, a man sprawled in a chair, asleep. His head was tilted back, revealing a jaw covered with beard stubble, several days thick. His arms were folded across his chest, and his booted feet were crossed and propped on the desk. He looked like a scruffy bag of assorted human parts, loosely held together by army surplus specials. A living reproach to manhood, Rebecca thought uncharitably. But then, she was intolerant of men. There wasn't a man in her life, and she wasn't anxious to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?